Hey guys, welcome back to another fabulous episode of In Your Head with yours truly, Chris Medina. We are back and in full fucking effect for you this week. I apologize for that long ass delay, that long ass pause. I had so many people reaching out asking, what the fuck? Is everything good? Are we still recording? Is there still a podcast? Let me answer all those questions by saying yes, yes, and yes. Honestly, truth be told, I was looking for a safe space and a safe distance between the last episode I dropped, which was regarding the Mexico retreat, to today's episode. That episode was so powerful. I had so many people reaching out, giving me props, showing love. I was so nervous after I dropped it, wondering that, you know, is there going to be hate? Are people going to take this the wrong way? Am I going to be looked at differently? All those irrational fears and insecurity that I had was dropped 2 hours after the episode was released. 99.9% of people reached out and were like, give us more. This is exactly what I wanted to hear. I've been so on the fence when it comes to jumping in the metaphysical world, the spiritual community, going down the healing route because of all the bullshit that's going on when it comes to the love and light guru gimmicks. And here you come blasting everybody on it. It was not an episode that I wanted to record that was bashing. It was simply me speaking my truth, giving you my version of the events that went down and the bullshit that I saw going down at the retreat. And I just had to speak on it because enough is a fucking enough. I vowed since the very beginning that when it comes to what I do here, that I'm going to do it completely different than anybody else is doing. I told you guys that I used to work those events. I saw how things went down. That is not who I am. I'm never going to be that fucking person. I'm never going to go along with shit like that. So definitely felt the need to speak on it. And like I said, a lot of it resonated with you guys. There was that 1% that didn't take too well to it. With that being said, it wasn't any type of messages that were sent to me. Nobody texted. Nobody reached out directly to tell me anything about it. It was all subliminal and indirectly. And that's how I like it, because it does not require me to use my voice and waste my time having to go at stupid ass people that got their feelings hurt for their bullshit way of thinking. Because here I come poke a hole in their so-called healing process when all it is just a sympathy party, right?
It's excuses.
It is excuses. It's an excuse for every one of those miserable pieces of shit to get in a hole with a bunch of nails, a bunch of fucking pieces of wood, and crucify each other and wallow in their self-pity.
I think they're just mad because you triggered something.
If I hear that word triggered one more time, I'm going to pull the trigger. But yeah, like I said, I did not want to come from a place of negativity. I just wanted to bring the truth, or at least my version of the truth.
But there was a positive message in the end of the episode.
Yeah, there was.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, my worries, my irrational fears of dropping that episode were completely thrown out the window when I got the feedback that I was not really looking for, but just the, and it's not that I wasn't seeking validation.
The confirmation.
I just wanted to make sure that we were all on the same page and in the same boat together.
Mm-hmm.
That you guys understood what I was talking about, and fucking A, you guys did. So thank you very much for reaching out, because it really, really gave me the gas and the energy to go harder. And I honestly did not want to record an episode today because I wanted to keep it hard. I wanted to keep it just as strong as the last episode. So we're not going to go as hard on today's episode. I'm going to keep it light. I'm going to keep it moving. I'm going to keep it fun, because next week's episode is going to be an amazing fucking episode. I got two very special guests that are flying in specifically for the episode and to do some work. And should I just tell them?
Go for
Might
it.
As well. Sarah Fruman is flying out next Tuesday, and we're going to do some work together. Her and I are still working strong together. We still have a lot of things we want to accomplish, and that's my girl. It's my friend. Like I said, I have a lot of respect and love for her.
Mm-hmm.
And the next person is my fucking sister, my best friend, my bitch, Heather. She comes out Wednesday of next week.
Mm-hmm.
So Sarah gets in on Tuesday. Heather comes in on Wednesday. You and I rented a beautiful Airbnb in West Hollywood. Has a fucking hot tub. Has so many rooms to it. So much space in there to record, to entertain, and to fucking catch up.
Yeah. You need your girl time, right?
Yeah. Because a lot of shit has gone down since we recorded the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
Not negative. Just busy, busy, busy.
Yeah.
Mercury retrograde was in full effect during this time. We had a full moon. We had other opportunities that came into play that distracted me from recording. And everybody knows that I'm not a 100% full-time podcaster.
Mm-hmm.
I have other shit going on during the week that requires my attention, such as my phone readings. mixed in with my, if you're in LA, my in-person readings that I have to balance those out and do the in-person on specific days because I can knock out three at one time
mm-hmm.
and we're gone all fucking day.
Yeah.
And then the interviews for like magazines, online stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this fucking knock on wood, I wish there was a dick right here. This radio interview that I have planned that I'm fucking dying to do.
Yeah. We've been working for that one for a while.
Yeah, we've been going back and forth trying to set stuff up. And it's, you know, this person's really busy. I'm really busy. So connecting was all over the place. And there was a Mercury retrograde, like I said. So I didn't want to solidify any plans during that time. I'm not afraid of it. I just, like I said before, over and over again, I can always count on myself to do the right thing. But it's always the other person
mm-hmm.
that you can't help, that you can't control. So everything's moving, everything's grooving, everything's going. But like I said, Heather and Sarah are coming out. My main purpose for having them come out was not only to record, but was to get reacquainted with the spiritual side of me. It's not that I've lost it. I just need that recharge.
Mm-hmm.
And with Heather coming out here, and I've mentioned this over and over again on previous episodes, she's so fucking good at tarot, or she's so good at her symbolisms. Sarah's going to come in with her astrology. I'm going to come in with my psychic medium stuff. And I want to recreate that vortex that we did a year ago,
mm-hmm.
a year ago to the day today that we did in Vegas.
Wow, really? It's been a year?
It's been a year. It's been a whole fucking year. I want to recreate that spiritual vortex with Heather.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly wanted to fly her out a long time ago to do all that.
It'd be really interesting energy with Heather there.
Mm-hmm. And I'm also thinking about, I have a couple people that I'm friends with online that I've given readings to that reached out and want to hang out because they're in the LA area, and I'm saving that hangout for possibly next Thursday do a nasty little soiree at the Airbnb and do a night of spirituality, mm-hmm. a night of healing, and a night of just, you know,
we gotta plan a meetup soon somewhere.
Yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm.
However, I can't have a lot of people over there,
mm-hmm.
so I'm just gonna have maybe like a handful of people come over. People that are really looking for that spiritual healing to be re-energized, to be recharged, and to hear what they need to hear
mm-hmm.
in an honest, no love and light bullshit type of fucking way, straight up like I like it, and to the fucking point.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two people, like I said, that so far two people aside from Heather and Sarah that I'm thinking about having come over and be a part of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely want to record that.
Right.
I want to record the sessions. I want to record the feedback. I want to record the expressions, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But fucking A, I'm so excited. I cannot wait for this. It can't come soon enough. I'm so excited to see Heather. I'm just excited to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
So today's episode is going to be, again, really light because I'm saving the main topic of what I want to talk about for next week's episode, which is the art of healing. Like I said, I had some downtime in between the last episode to today's episode to really think about how I wanted to come out swinging when it came to healing. And I do not want to offend anybody, but at the same time, I want to bring the truth out and talk about fake healing versus real, authentic healing. Are we just using excuses and say that we're healing? Or are we really making an effort to heal?
Mm-hmm.
I've mentioned over and over again before, every week there's a theme to my readings. I don't look for it. I don't ask for it. It's simply, it is what it is. There's always that theme going on. And when it comes to healing, there's a couple of people, Mercury retrograde really brought back people from the past when it comes to readings that reached back out and were like, I want to schedule another reading with you. It's been some time and I've got so much I want to talk to you about. And set up those interviews, set up those readings, those sessions. Yeah. And there was one girl that I've been reading since, we lived in Oregon.
Mm-hmm. And it's been a while.
It's been a while, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I usually tell people, I'm not going to read you more than two or three times, especially if it's over the same issue again, because I'm not a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And I also don't want to hear you bitch and complain about the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
Because at some point, you got to either fucking shit or get off the pot,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it's not like that with this person. This person really, really is... Let me just start off by saying, no, seriously. Finding your process is everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's great that we have the mindset and the strength to know about what we need to know, what we need to do in order to progress, transform, evolve, move forward. It's another to find that process to keep that momentum going and keep that energy alive for those changes to come into play.
Mm-hmm.
And like I've said over and over again, I can lead a horse to water, but I can't make that motherfucker drink it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can tell you where to go, but it's not my job or my place to tell you how to get there.
Yeah.
Because over and over again, my way of getting there is pack your fucking bags and let's start walking towards where we need to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, that simple for me.
It's not like a one-size-fits-all type of thing.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
And that's why I've said on previous episodes that, again, I am not for everyone. Everyone is not for me.
Mm-hmm.
I can be a little too direct. I can be a little too bold when it comes to what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's because that's how I'd like to be spoken to. No, seriously.
Uh-huh.
I appreciate the honesty.
Yeah.
And so this client that I have, well, I should say friend because I've known her for so fucking long. It has not, every reading has not been about the same issue, but it's a little bit about the same issue. This has to do with their self-esteem, the way that they view themselves. And this person had a hard time making friends, making connections with people, and definitely had a hard time when it came to dating. And so I've been doing a lot of work with this person here and talking to them about getting out of their comfort zone, doing things that kind of open and expand their mind. And again, putting them in a position to really, really try out what they're learning and really take the time to sample the person that they want to be or the person they want to become.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
When I say sample?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. One of the things we talked about was I told her, I said, you know, you really need something that really showcases your personality because I'm sitting here and I'm reading you on the phone and you're so fucking funny. Like nobody knows that about you because you keep that hidden. You wear this like this hard exterior and this defense mechanism to keep the shitty people away, but not everybody is shitty.
Mm-hmm.
Lower your defenses now. You're in a different mindset, a different frame of mind now. You're no longer who you used to be. And your guides, angels, messengers, whatever you choose to call them, are really, really igniting that fire in you. And I'm gonna go into this. Like I said, I'm not gonna go too hard on today's episode. I'm saving all this shit for next week. But talking about, you know, that feeling of anxiousness, that feeling of depression. And I asked this person, when you feel that feeling of depression and anxiousness, what is it telling you? And the depressing part, is there really anything in your everyday normal life that would, here we go, trigger a depression?
Uh-huh.
And she was like, no. And I said, could that be that your guides, angels, messengers, again, whatever you choose to call them, are trying to get your attention and you're simply worried about what they're trying to tell you and you're spinning your mind out of control. You're overanalyzing the message behind it. Because again, if you stopped and got yourself together and really asked yourself, do I have anything to be depressed about other than the position that I'm currently in right now?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything going on? Is there anything that's affecting your livelihood or your everyday life? No. This anxiousness. Can you attribute this anxiousness to knowing that something needs to be done, but not sure how to do it? Because again, is there anything for you to be anxious about? No. I said, then you're feeling the energy of change coming on. And I know that sounds hokey as shit, but
mm-hmm.
It's true. Because we've gotten rid of everything else. And it's easy for me to tap in and see what's going on. And I've said this over and over again. I am not going to take away someone's lesson or someone's process. Because they need to learn it, they need to absorb it, and they need to go through with it. They can't. It's not cheating by me telling them what's going on, but they're gonna miss the entire fucking lesson.
Yeah.
Just like the issue with Sarah in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
I did not overstep my boundaries and jump into any of that stuff there. I let her see what she needed to see. Same thing with this person.
Mm-hmm.
So fast forward here, we go from me reading her in Oregon, which was like in 2016, 2017.
Jeez.
I remember reading her in the garage because that was the only quiet place in the house.
Uh-huh.
And I wasn't going to get interrupted. So I read her in the garage and we talked. We you know, got acquainted. And during this time, we were talking about her self-esteem and all the stuff that was going on here, telling her that what ends up happening 99.9% of the time with people like her is that their intuition is really super strong and their practical and common sense and logic side of thinking tries to make sense of the intuition,
mm-hmm.
and it has them overanalyzing shit. Take a step back, look at everything, and allow things to come into fruition. I'm not saying sit there and wait for things to happen, but be aware of what's going on. And stop and ask yourself, check in, what the fuck is going on? So again, fast forward, I know I'm all over the place, but I told her, I said, you know, I don't think you're allowing people the opportunity to see you for who you really are. I said, you're really super funny. You're sarcastic. If you live close, she lives in Canada. If you live closer to me, I would hang out with you because you're so fucking funny and you get the joke. You get my shitty sense of humor. And she's like, I do. So that's why I love it.
Uh-huh.
And so I told her, I said, why don't you, because she wants to, again, work on her personality, work on her approach. I said, why don't you take a couple of acting classes?
Mm-hmm.
I did that. I did that back in the day to bring that side out of me. I told you I was bullied over and over again,
yeah.
Struggled with low self-esteem. I was dating some asshole that really did a number on me and wanted to express myself in a different way and get out of that fucking bullshit mentality, that hiding and not wanting to look in the mirror type of fucking mentality. Mm-hmm. So she jumps in, takes a couple of acting classes, takes an improv class, and a couple of years go by, and it's still a process. She's still trying to figure out who she is and where she's at. She's opening up a little bit more. You can tell that now she's interested in dating. She's like, I'm feeling the need to kind of put myself out there when it comes to dating. How do you feel about that? I said, fucking go and do it, but take your time with it.
Mm.
I said, really, really take the time to listen to what the person's telling you. Really, really take the time to look at them and see if this is somebody that you truly want to connect with, or are you, and slap me if you want to, being desperate or settling, you know? And she's like, yeah, you're right, you're right, you're right. So again, all this time goes by, and then she reaches out during the Mercury retrograde, and shit is completely fucking changed. This girl has gone on more dates than I have within the last couple of years.
Maybe that's a sign for you.
It is a sign, for sure. She's gone on a couple of dates, and she was like, ew. She thought one of them was just like all over the place and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, are you listening to yourself? And she's like, what do you mean? And I was like, you sound so much more different than the first time that I've spoken to you.
Uh-huh.
You were really shy and really holding yourself back. Now you're fucking cussing. You're having a good time. You're dating. You're going out and you're exploring. She's like, and you're feeling good about it. She's like, I honestly do. She's like, I feel fantastic. And I said, you're finding your process.
That's amazing.
I said, I need to use you as an example for the show when it comes to finding your process. Because I've said over and over again, I will not read somebody for the same shit over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
But this wasn't the same shit over and over again. There was other things that were coming into play, such as issues with the family, you know, setting boundaries and structure to her life there, that it wasn't about the same thing, but kind of. Does that make sense? So again, during those 2 to 3 years that we were reading each, that I was reading her, she found her process.
Yeah.
And she found an avenue that worked for her. And like I said, it's all about finding your process. It's finding the process that works for you, something that's going to keep you mentally stimulated, something that's going to keep you looking forward to evolving, to transforming, and to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
I love it.
Yeah. And my biggest thing here is, again, we've got a lot of people that love to read stuff, people that are very common sense smart, that can read between the lines, but their problem is not absorbing that lesson into their everyday life and projecting it outward.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you read about it and you acknowledge it, but you don't do anything with it, it doesn't change you.
Yeah.
I want to know what you guys think about that when I say that, about, again, the difference between understanding what needs to be done and you know what has to be done versus absorbing that lesson in, utilizing it on a daily basis, and projecting it outward. So it changes your approach, changes your demeanor, changes your outlook. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's sort of like cooking, you know, like you look up a recipe on how to make something, but you need to practice how to make it. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good example. There's a couple of recipes that I followed nonstop before, right? And I was like, I don't need to look at this anymore. And I started tweaking it and adding my own shit into it. Again, that was a process. You know, it sounds so weird to talk about cooking during this, but that's a process that I found that worked for me.
Yeah.
So like I said, I don't want to go too much into that with today's episode. I want to keep it moving, but that's one of the biggest things that we're going to talk about on next week's episode. And like I said, when it came to the last episode regarding the Mexico retreat, 1% of people didn't reach out. It was indirectly and subliminally had shit to say when it came to healing and about me. Mm-hmm. Talking about spiritual people that think that they're high and mighty, that look down on people. Never been that type of person.
Mm-hmm.
I've said that on the last episode. Obviously, they didn't listen to it. When I fuck with you, we walk side by side. I don't lead you. You don't follow behind me. I definitely don't follow behind you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to keep it on the same level.
Yeah.
Be amongst the fucking people and really, really, not lead by example, but give them something to see.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them a story that would resonate with them, because we're all struggling. We're all going through some bullshit. It's how we choose to handle it that makes all the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And a good majority of the people that had, well, just the 1% that had a beef with it, were shitting on me because they were like, you know, everyone's going through something. Everybody's healing here. But really, are we healing? Are we healing if all it takes is a couple of words from some dumb fuck to trigger you, to cause that scab to start bleeding again or that scar to open back up?
Mm-hmm.
Really, is that healing? And let me just throw another thing out there too. Some of the fucking morons that were opening their mouths, what they do in their everyday life or their profession, we're talking about psychologists, psychiatrists
mm-hmm.
that are condoning the victim mentality. This episode is not victim shaming. But how much longer are you going to call yourself a victim rather than call yourself a fucking survivor? Because you're still alive, you're still breathing, and you're still here. You may feel dead. That's your choice. That's how you choose to get down. And I've got so many fucking examples when it comes to healing. What are you going to say?
Do you think they're just not ready to become a survivor?
Yeah, they're not. Obviously.
Yeah.
But be fucking honest about it. Don't shit on people that are, again, well, they could say, well, you're shitting on the victim. Again, how long do you want to continue being a victim?
Mm-hmm.
I want to help people grow. I want to transform their pain into opportunity, into a fucking life, to grow from that fucking place of misery into something beautiful. That sounds gay, but it's true.
Yeah, it is.
And with these types of people, they're more like, you know, everybody's healing in their own way. No, what you're doing is you're condoning the stupidity of the victim. Again, we're not victim shaming here.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you are alive. You are breathing. You still have a path to go down.
Mm-hmm.
You're kicking your feet, bitching and moaning the whole fucking time. Then stay there. But don't shit on people that are doing things with their lives.
Mm-hmm.
That are taking the reins of life and riding out into the sunset, reclaiming their lives. Just because you do not have it in you to do it at this time, don't talk shit. And people can turn around and say, well, then don't talk shit about us. I'm talking shit about you because you're not being truthful. You want us all to feel sorry for you. And that is your fucking problem, is that you want everybody to wallow in your self-pity. That ain't going to fucking happen. You want us all to get into that hole that you're in. Come to a party where everybody has nails, again, pieces of wood, hammers, and we're all nailing ourselves to the cross. Be honest and say you love being a victim, that you love the sympathy and the attention, that you love when people feel sorry for you. Be honest, that you really have no desire to move forward. And for those psychologists out there and those psychiatrists that are condoning this type of behavior, let me just tell the audience out there, this is exactly why nothing gets done here. And people go to therapy for the same shit 5 to 10 years and come out just as stupid as they went in. It's true, though.
It's true.
It's true.
It's going to be a hard pill to swallow for a lot of people hearing this. But it's, again, like you said, it's true.
If you're seeing this asshole and you're paying your copay, or you're paying out of pocket to go see this person, and it's $300 of a visit or $150 a visit, and you're going in there for 10 years in a row talking about the same shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It means it's not working.
Exactly. I wanted to save this part of the story for next week's episode, but I'm just going to give you a little bit of it. There was a person that I touched on it briefly on the last episode. There was a woman from the retreat that was the first person that I read, the very first reading.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And had told her, this is going to be a different type of reading. I said, and I'm not even going to entertain it with like the too much of the positivity part of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I want to be negative, but there's nothing that I'm going to say that's going to change your way of thinking. Not because you're being a stubborn, miserable bitch, but because you've come to the understanding, this is where I'm at. Does that make sense?
She accepted it.
She's accepted it. She's realized that her own mentality and her own demons and the trauma that she's gone through really, really put a crack in her lens of life. And there is no repair for it, at least right now, in her way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But she's honest about it. She's truthful about where she's at this point in her life. And I would never, ever condone suicide. I would never, ever make a joke about it, make light of it. But this person was straight up and told me, I may be here in 5 years, or I might decide in 5 days that I don't want to be here anymore. That's my choice. That's my decision. And when she said it, now, this is me hearing it from somebody that's coming across bold and direct, just like me.
Mm-hmm.
And that even threw me for a loop. And I was like, holy shit. Like, this is a little bit above my head when it comes to it, because we're talking about somebody that's made their fucking mind up when it comes to their life and what they want to do. And I did say, you know, well, I honestly think that you have so much to live for, and that the fact that you're still here and that you're surviving and that you acknowledge where you're at here speaks highly of your soul, your essence, your presence, and who you are. And we need more people like you doing what you're talking about and doing what you're doing here.
Mm-hmm.
Not, again, making light of suicide or any of that type of stuff, but being straight up about where they're at in life here. At the end of the day, this person said, I have a job to go to. I have bills to pay. I have a dog to take care of. So I have to do what I need to do to keep that going. And if that means putting a smile on my face and pretending, that's what I need to do. And that hit me. I was like, fucking A. And I just wanted to kind of leave it alone there. And so did the rest of the reading there. She was so, not pleased. What's the word I'm looking for? It was so refreshing for her to hear me be straight up with her and not go the love and light route.
Mm-hmm.
Or say, you know, the hokey shit that most people say when they give a reading.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, you were straight up. She was like, you told me you don't have anything that's going to change my mind.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. So later on that day, after I did the readings and we were having dinner, her and I were talking and somebody else came into the conversation while she was talking and was listening to her tell me, you know, more about her life and more about, you know, her process and what she's doing here and, you know, what she thinks about, you know, her trauma and all that stuff here. And the person had said, so you're living a life of inauthenticity. You're not being authentic to who you are. You're faking that smile. And it took everything in me not to put my hand up to that person's face and say, shut up. Not in a bad way, like, you stupid fuck, but like, you are going to open a whole can of worms here that you have no idea about what the fuck you're talking about or realize what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, she kept it fucking G. She kept it like, she kept it gangster. She was like, I'm not being inauthentic to who I am. She's like, I still got to function in this world.
Mm-hmm.
I still got to go amongst the people. And that requires me to put a smile on, suck it up, and go do what I have to do.
Yeah.
But I still have shit that's going on in the back of my fucking mind. But I still have my life to live.
Yeah, not everyone needs to fucking see it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, holy fucking shit. Like, this is somebody that's being completely straight up about their situation. They're not sugarcoating it. They don't want anybody to feel sorry for them. It's not that they accepted their fate.
Mm-hmm.
They've accepted who they are right now in this space and time.
Mm-hmm.
By her words saying, I could be here another 5 years, or in 5 days, I can decide I want to check out. But that's my fucking decision.
Mm-hmm.
She's not hiding behind any love and light gimmicks. She's not a fucking, you know, she's not saying this to make people feel sorry for her. She honestly came to that retreat for the yoga aspect of it and to get in touch with the spiritual side of her.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me straight up, I was thinking that the psychic that was going to be here was going to fill my head up with a bunch of bullshit.
Uh-huh.
And she saw, you didn't. And like I said, when it comes to healing here, I'm going to always use that as an example, because that hit so fucking hard to me that somebody can have the balls or the tits to come in and be like, this is simply who I am. Take it or fucking leave it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not looking for your pity. I'm not looking for your sympathy. I'm letting you know how my life has been and how I've been dealing with it.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
It is.
So this person, after the person that was going at her, telling her that, you know, she was being inauthentic to her true self, to her higher self, ended up walking away and kind of like, you know, went to go lick their wounds. And I was like, this is exactly why there's so much bullshit going on in the spiritual community, because people want to come in and drop their opinion or their view on things from the way that they choose to think about it. Does
mm-hmm.
that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Where when I do my readings, I take myself completely out of Chris Medina's body and give the reading objectively. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Am I using that word right?
I think so.
You're using such big words.
You're like,
yeah. But it was just a good lesson. So we're going to talk more about that on next week's episode. So yeah, let's just bring it back to today's episode and talk about the shit that went down between the last episode and this episode. Again, opportunity. There was a situation that took place that was on the personal side of things that affected me in my personal life that came to a head. And I'm going to touch briefly on that without going too far into it and giving too much up here. But it may sound on the show that I can be too direct, too bold, too upfront in my everyday life. That's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to spirituality, it comes to the metaphysical world, it comes to the psychic stuff here, I'm going to put everybody on blast that I feel the need to do that with.
Mm-hmm.
But in my everyday life, I'm actually a really nice person, right?
Absolutely.
Seriously, like I give people almost unlimited chances to, when I say prove themselves to me, it's not like, again, it's not meant that way, but to prove their character to me.
Oh yeah, you stated on last episode. Yeah,
even though I see past the bullshit.
Uh-huh.
I still give them an opportunity to come correct with it.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to the service industry, when it comes to going to restaurants or you go to stores or whatever, I think people are forgetting the fact that those assholes work there. And there's a lot of people that listen to the show that are in the service industry. And I really, really commend you for your service and what you do here, because it's not fucking easy. I mentioned a long time ago, I worked at Sizzler and I got fired because of my big ass fucking mouth and the stupidity of other people. I'm not saying that when you go to a restaurant that you should shit on the server and that you should make them out to be a slave and to wait on you, you know, hand and foot, but they are there to perform a job.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be courteous, they have to be pleasant, and they also have to provide excellent customer service.
Because it's service industry.
That is their fucking job.
Yeah.
And if I wanted shitty service and I wanted a fucked up meal, I'd go visit my mother. That's how I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm paying my hard-earned money to eat at your establishment, to be waited on, because I obviously don't want to cook at home. I want to enjoy myself.
Mm-hmm.
So this person that we went and had dinner with is all about their image,
mm-hmm.
which I find funny because they don't have an image yet.
Yeah.
This is all stuff that they think about themselves in their own head. But I'm not shitting on their character because that is them. That's 90% of the people out there.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to that is they just make themselves out to be bigger than what they are sometimes and not really taking a good look at the entire situation. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So we go to this restaurant and immediately pick up the vibe. And people are going to ask, do you let your psychic energy or your psychic visions or your hits infiltrate your everyday way of thinking? No. I'm so used to having both sides of that that I know when I need to kind of chill the fuck out because I'm reading too far into the person and picking up on their personal stuff, especially when it comes to the public, mm-hmm. that I have to remember, they're not coming home with you. You have nothing to do with these fucking idiots. Keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
Versus real life being shitty,
mm-hmm.
being disrespectful, being rude, being a miserable fuck. We get to the restaurant and the person that we're with is, again, very concerned about their image, talks a bunch of shit behind the scenes about people and, you know, their shitty behavior, but would never, ever, ever tell anybody anything. I'm not that fucking person. I've said that before.
Yeah.
I don't talk shit for the sake of talking shit. If I have a problem with you, I'm going to tell you straight up.
Mm-hmm.
If I have a problem at a restaurant or at a store, I'm going to tell you straight up. It's not meant to flex or to be a bitch, but you're not going to treat me the way that you want to treat everybody else and think that you're going to get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, I'm not being a bully and I'm not, again, coming off aggressive. So we're at dinner and the waitress, again, I'm going to be nice. She looked like trash.
Right? To be nice.
For lack of a better word. And she sits us down, is very short with us, and kind of looks like she has better things to do even though she's at work. She asks us what we want to drink. We said 4 waters with lime.
Mm-hmm.
And she brings us the waters in these glasses that looked like they were...
It was all spotted and... Yeah.
That somebody had drank out of them like 2 minutes ago and they didn't wash it. They just refilled it up with water and threw a lime in there.
Yeah.
No silverware at the table. She comes in to take our order and you guys order your drinks. And I looked and I said, oh, wait a minute. And so I was deciding on 2 other drinks.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, hold on 1 second. She walks away and goes and talks to a couple of her friends in the corner. They take a selfie together and come back. And it's like, are you ready? And I was like, yeah, ordered my drink. The person that we were with is already picking up on the fact that this bitch is irritating me and her shitty fucking behavior.
Yeah.
But this person is going to keep their fucking mouth shut and tell me, relax, calm down. Let that one go. She comes back. She drops our drinks off. We put in a couple of orders and I asked, can you add some Swiss cheese in there and some onions into the sandwich? And she was like, you know, the kitchen doesn't really like when you make modifications to the entrees, so we can't do that. I said, okay. And I said, I'll take it the way that it is. The person that we were with is sitting there and is looking at me like, just be quiet.
And keep in mind, this is a higher end place as well. So
you have to have a membership for this fucking place to get in there.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that membership, your food isn't free. You still have to pay the membership dues on a yearly basis or monthly. I don't know how that fucking works. And then you also have to pay for your fucking food while you're there.
Mm-hmm.
So we're sitting there and I put my food in, didn't say anything. I just like, was whatever. And the person that we were with was like, you don't know what's going on here. You don't know what's going on behind the scenes here for her to be acting that way. And I said, just keep your mouth shut. I said, because you really don't want this smoke with me right now.
Mm-hmm.
I said, because there's nothing that you're going to say that's going to make any fucking sense to me, considering the fact that we're at a fucking restaurant and this is this bitch's fucking job.
Yeah.
That's what I said. Kept it going. Let it go. Here comes our drinks. They bring the food, right?
Mm-hmm.
The person we were with gets their food. Their girlfriend gets their food. You get your food. I don't get anything. You got, it's so awkward when the last person doesn't have their food. So everyone's kind of like, do we eat? Do we kind of fucking wait or whatever? And I was like, you guys, just go ahead and eat or whatever. I said, they're going to bring it soon. Knowing, yes, I knew there was a fucking issue. Everyone's eating their food. You guys are halfway done with your food. Five to 8 minutes goes by.
We still had to ask for our table set after we got our food as well.
Exactly.
Like the fourth time.
She thought we fucking lived in an indigenous country and we're eating with our fucking hands. Had to ask for your silverware. My food is nowhere in sight, right?
Mm-hmm.
Asked a passing waitress to check on our order. Don't see that bitch again. Another person comes by. This is in between the time minutes are going by, right? I'd say a total of 15 minutes went by.
Yeah.
Okay. My food, you guys are done with your food. It's done. You guys have fucking eaten all that shit or whatever. Uh-huh. And other person comes by, the waitress comes by, asked her, can you check on my order? Yeah, what did you have? I had the sandwich. Okay. Our regular waitress comes back and it's like, is everything good? And I was like, where's my food? And she was like, oh, you didn't get it yet? And I pointed in front of me like, are you fucking blind? At the same time, yeah, yes, I'm irritated at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I tell her, go check on it, and on your way over there, bring the manager back. She's like, what? I said, go check on my food, and then bring the manager back here.
And it wasn't like busy hour either. So
it wasn't, no. Yeah. So she leaves, she brings the manager back. The manager comes up, and he was like, hi, how can I help you? And I was like, everyone had their meal. I've been still waiting on my food. What's going on here? And so the other waitress comes in and says, oh, they ran out of that sandwich. I just lost my shit. I was like, when the fuck were you going to tell me that you ran out of it? Had I not have opened my fucking mouth and asked where it was at, all you assholes would have been scurrying around, taking selfies, doing whatever else you were doing other than your fucking job. When were you going to tell me this? I'm so sorry. I told the manager, I said, and this one made a complete fucking big deal about me asking for a couple extra things on the sandwich, saying the kitchen doesn't do that, only to find out you don't even have that fucking sandwich back there. I said, and to know that everything's pre-made from where we're at blows my fucking mind. We're paying almost $25 for a fucking sandwich and it's pre-made?
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking about like it being in saran wrap in the refrigerator in the back of the fridge and they were pulling all the shit out or whatever. And he was like, I'm so sorry. And I said, I don't want to hear another fucking sorry again. I want you to fix it. I want a refund on all our food. I want the check. And while you're over there wasting my time, in the meantime, drop me off a drink. Right?
Yeah.
You guys are going to think, fuck, that is hard. Remember something. We lose sight of the fact that these people work at this place here. I'm not shitting on all service industry people.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, on the flip side of that, I tip very well.
You do.
You get pissed because even your mother has been like, why are you tipping that much? Because they come in here and I know they don't want to be here and they're engaging in our conversation. They're fucking laughing, having a good time here. They're not licking my ass, but they're just like, oh, wow, down to earth fucking people. This is going to be a good fucking night and a good table. And they go above and beyond before I even pay them.
Yeah.
This was not happening at this fucking restaurant.
Yeah.
At this establishment. At this high-end fucking place.
And that's what boggles my mind the most.
So he was like, you've got it or whatever. And he went to go get it or whatever and bring the check. He brought my drink out. He took care of everything, which was fine. Here's where I lost my shit. And again, like I said, this episode is going to be all over the place. I just wanted to drop one so you guys can be entertained and have a good time with it and really get your asses going. So the fucking dumb bitch, the one that we originally had the problem with, has the fucking nerve. You guys, this is not an angry episode. Has the fucking nerve to come back to the table and say, is everything good? With this dumbass fucking smile on her face, condescendingly, right?
Yeah.
And I said,
she did that to egg you on.
She did it.
She did it to egg you on.
And I said, get the fuck out of here. And she was like, excuse me? I said, get out of here. I said, you didn't give a fuck about the service before. Why do you give a fuck about it now? You don't have to be rude. Honey, you ain't seen rude yet. Now get the fuck out of here. Again, this is not flexing. This is not being a bitch for the sake of being a bitch. Again, we lose sight of the fact that these people work there. And if they don't want to work there, they shouldn't fucking work there. But that is their job. Mm-hmm. And I'll be goddamned if I'm going to spend, even though $25 is nothing to some people, it's still a lot of money for a fucking sandwich that I could have made at home.
Yeah.
Mind you, that I could have made at home. But I decided to go eat at this restaurant here and have somebody else make it for me. That's their fucking job. And so she goes away. She goes up, you know, puts her tail between her legs and fucking hikes off. And I see her going to talk to the manager. And then the person that we were with is completely in shock that this is going down. He's like, what the fuck? He's like, I can't believe that you're doing this. I can't believe that you're making a fucking scene. And I was like, I didn't see you doing anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Other than feeding your fat fucking ass while I was waiting for my food. This is your membership here. These are supposed to be your fucking people. If you didn't want me to say anything, why didn't you fucking handle it? That's what I thought. Keep your fucking mouth shut. He gets up, supposedly has to go to the bathroom. I see his fat ass go over and talk to the manager, the waitress, and everybody else. He comes back and tells me they're going to have me escorted out of the place. And I was like, you are so full of fucking shit. I said, I know exactly what you did. You went up there and you apologized on my behalf here because it made you look bad. But not once did you tell them anything. And I'm supposed to be your friend. I'm supposed to be your guest here at your fucking place.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't want it to get that bad, or you didn't want me to have to open my fucking big ass mouth, then you should have handled it. But since you didn't, keep your fucking mouth shut. It's a big old fucking fiasco. There was more to it. I don't want to get all the way into it. Premise of that, the moral of the story, the takeaway from this here is, again, I'm going to talk more about this on next week's episode. You guys, we got to start setting boundaries. We got to start sticking up for ourselves and not just take it for the sake of taking it, because that's what we've been doing this entire fucking time. The service industry, the government, the world, everybody, they're used to fucking taking advantage of people. And when there's people like me, and there's a bunch of people out there like me that listen to the show, that hit me up on a constant basis telling me that they love the message, want to speak up, and they want to start saying shit, but they're afraid of how it's going to look. Let's keep one thing straight. The people that worked at that restaurant didn't give a fuck how they were coming across. Why should you give a fuck about how you come across? And why should you have to bite your tongue when you're paying your hard-ass earned money to eat at that fucking place, only to be treated like shit?
Yeah.
Again, this is not going at people for the sake of going at them. This is, again, setting boundaries and letting people know, I am not to be fucked with. And those types of incidences, those types of situations happen every blue moon. They don't happen as often as people would think that they would with me.
It doesn't happen very often.
No, because for a good majority of the time, and this person that we were with, our friend, has seen me at other restaurants be really, really fucking good to the people there, where we're laughing, where we're telling them, have a fucking drink with us. Mm-hmm. You know, they're talking shit, bantering back and forth here. So they know that I'm not always that type of person when I go places.
Yeah.
But again, if you have a fucking problem with it, you should have said something.
It is what it is.
Since you didn't, and it's out of your hands, now it's my problem. So stay the fuck out of it. But yeah. Again, you guys, it's not about being shitty. It's not about being rude. It's about taking ownership, and it's also not allowing people the opportunity to shit all over you or treat you the way that they treat other people here. Stand up for yourself here. I'm not saying to fight everybody, pull their hair, fucking beat the shit out of anybody. I'm simply saying, don't let people run all over you. Because what ends up happening when you end up doing that is you end up getting resentful. You end up taking that problem home with you, and you end up letting it fester. You end up letting it get to you, and the whole coulda, shoulda, woulda mentality comes into play. I should have said something. I should not have allowed that to happen. Don't think that way. Take care of it in the fucking moment. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about an all-over episode today, you know?
Your stories are so amazing. Like, you're such a great storyteller. And like you said, it's entertaining when people listen to you, you know?
I want it to be entertaining, but I also want it to have a point to it. And not for the sake of just talking shit.
Yeah.
But like I said, I'm going to go harder here. I'm not going to come across in that fucking miserable bitch type of mentality here. But enough is enough.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start drawing a line in the sand and not allow ourselves to be shitted on. I've had other readings this week where the writing is on the wall. I've had readings with people that are involved in relationships where they're being taken advantage of. They're letting their partner talk shit to them, calling them fat, calling them a bitch, telling them that, you know, kind of mentally and emotionally manipulating them here. And the people that I'm reading know exactly what's going on, but they're not doing anything about it. And at some point during the session, I have to say, you know what? This whole reading here, I can save you the rest of the fucking 29 minutes and tell you what I need to say in 1 minute. Stand up for yourself. kick that motherfucker to the curb, because what's going to end up happening is you're going to waste more time with this person. This person knows how to get under your skin, knows how to emotionally and mentally manipulate you, and they can bank on the fact that you're going to sit there and you're going to take it. And before you know it, years have gone by. You've gained a little bit of weight. You've aged. You're not feeling great about yourself. The whole shit of, I'm too old. Too much time has gone by here. I don't think I have it in me to start another relationship here. I'm just going to stay stuck in this one.
That's terrible.
When the entire time you could have picked your dumb ass up and did something about it. But you chose not to. Here's the thing. Overthinking. Like my dumbass friend that dated that pervert. My mind knows what I need to do, but my heart doesn't want to let go. Stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Then you just got to settle for what you have then. Then you need to sit there and eat your shit sandwich and fucking enjoy it. Here's a napkin to wipe your mouth off with. Right?
Yeah.
You guys, the way that I choose to handle things, the way that I choose to speak on things is my way. I'm not trying to turn you into me or have my message be, you need to do this here. Again, find a process that works for you. When someone's being outwardly shitty to me, I let it slide for the first couple of times. And I'll throw in a couple of, like, watch yourself type of tone, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not always taken that way. And they feel the need to do it just a little bit more to see if they can get a little bit further with it. That's when the bitch comes out and it's like, I fucking thought I told you to take that shit somewhere else. That's me. The person that we were having dinner with, because they're a water sign. They're a little bit more on the calmer side, a little bit more on the emotional side here, a little bit kind of go easy type of mentality.
Uh-huh.
Their process simply could have been, he's been waiting for his meal for over 10 minutes. What's going on?
Yeah.
That's his tone. That could have been the way that he chose to do it. It would have been effective nonetheless.
But he didn't choose to say anything.
This is the same person. Same type of person, same type of people that love to talk shit about people behind their back, even friends. Oh, they're this, they're that, they're this, whatever. I don't like when they do this here. That person's dumb and they're you know, this person's fucking blah, blah, blah. They're sloppy, they're messy. Go tell them that. No. Then shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And then their response is, well, you don't ever talk shit about somebody? No, actually, I don't. Believe it or not, I don't.
Not behind their back, yeah.
Not behind their back. I would never, I say this over and over, I would never say anything about somebody that I couldn't say to their face.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say it behind their back.
Yeah.
If I can't say it to your face, it's just not worth saying at all. And this person, that's their fucking mentality here. And I'm just not that fucking person.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot more of this kind of talk going on here. I hope this episode did the justice that it needed to do as a kind of in-between episode for the next episode to come into play, because like I said, we're going to go fucking all the way in next week's episode here, but I wanted to give you something to listen to today. I wanted to recharge your minds here. I wanted to go a little bit off topic. I wanted to go a little bit all over the place like I normally do here, but at the same time, give you substance, give you shit to think about here. Again, I attacked the service industry here. Again, I know a lot of people that are in it. Not everybody is a miserable piece of shit. A lot of people actually love being in that industry because it keeps it fun. It keeps it moving. It's always entertaining. There's always different people that come in. Even when I worked at Sizzler, I had my normal people that came in that I was so excited to see and that I would hang out with and kind of, you know, banter back and forth with. And then you get those miserable fucks.
Mm-hmm.
My thing with that is that I'm too upfront for the service industry.
Yeah.
To where, again, you're not going to treat me like shit because I work here, especially if I'm being good to you.
Mm-hmm.
So again, if you're a shitty server, I'm going to take it for a little bit and then I'm going to bring it to your attention. But if you're good at what you do, I'm going to fucking commend you on it and I'm going to tip you very, very well.
You do.
Like, honestly.
You tip like 40% at yeah. times. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Because we're not ballers yet, you know?
Well, because this person, the woman or the gentleman that's serving us, is going above and beyond. They're fucking really, really taking the time here. And they're not, you can tell when they're doing it for money. And you can tell when they're doing it because they genuinely like you as a person. And I'm not saying that I always want to be liked there, but they work there.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing when you call Verizon or you call Comcast or whatever your cable company is there. I've had people chewing gum on the fucking phone. And I was like, spit that out or else transfer me to somebody else.
Yeah. It's being respectful.
It is being respectful. Mm-hmm. But again, we lost sight of that. We've been taken advantage of for so fucking long that we really don't know how to stand up for ourselves.
Yeah.
At what point do we start doing that? Just food for thought. That's what I want to give the audience to think about on today's episode here, is don't allow yourself to be taken advantage of. I'm not saying, again, to come swinging out like I do. And again, it takes a lot. Believe it or not, ask Sarah, ask Heather, ask Jay, ask anybody that really, really honestly knows me, that has seen me get down in front of other people.
Mm-hmm.
How much or how many minutes or how much of their bullshit goes by before I fucking lose my shit? Seriously.
Yeah. And it's the, like you said, like, people aren't used to dealing with people that loses their shit. But you've given them plenty of times to correct that.
Because these motherfuckers are used to giving people shit and telling them, you have no other choice but to sit there and take
it. Yeah.
Bull fucking shit. Bull fucking shit. Not when you work at a rest. Not when you work in a profession that requires you to be courteous to people.
Mm-hmm.
And that should be a given just through life in general.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, just one quick story here. Like, when we first moved to Oregon, we went to the cable company because the remote wasn't working.
Yeah, okay.
And that dumb fucking bitch, we both got out of our cars at the same time. We both, me, you, and her, all walked up to the door, to the cable store at the same time. We immediately go for the line. She goes to the brochures and is looking at stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
They call next. We go up to the window. And her fucking dumb ass is like, wait a minute, I was here first. And I said, here, this is going to sound, oh, this is 5 or 6 years ago. This is when I was a major bitch. So give me some slack on this one. I said, I think I would have remembered your fat ass in front of me if you were here first. You walked in at the same time as us, but you went to go look over there. We got into the line. So the fucking cable people, because they don't want, just like our friend at the restaurant, doesn't want a big fiasco or a beef here, goes, I can take you over here. It's okay. Don't worry about it. I immediately snapped on that person and said, don't do that. Don't condone her stupidity to keep the peace here. She's out of line. And you're going to try to make me look like the bad guy to please her? Uh-uh.
That's the thing. Keeping, like, what people do to keep the peace at their own detriment, you know?
At their own detriment. Mm-hmm. And again, because you are a passive person, don't expect everybody to be that way. Same thing with me, because I'm a very hands-on, direct type of person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't expect everyone to be that way. What I do expect is honesty, courtesy,
and respect.
Respect, yeah. And I won't tolerate anything less than that. And I don't think you guys should either. But again, it doesn't matter what I think. It's all about you. I'm simply telling you how I get down and my views on that here. And again, in order for the world to transform, in order for it to evolve and grow here, at some point in time, we have to take ownership of our lives. We have to take back control of our choices in our way of living here. And like I said, there's always going to be those people that bitch about change. That bitch, they want this, they want that to happen, or here, or they want to get rid of this president, or they hate men, or they hate other races here. Never going to do anything about it. It's all a bunch of talk. And that's why they're so fucking miserable, because they've come to the fact to realize that there's nothing I can do about it. Well, that's your fucking mentality. Live your life that way, but don't bitch when they come and take control of everything that you do because you've allowed it to happen. At some point, like I keep saying over and over again, we're going to have to take control over shit. Whether it's what I'm talking about now, our belief system, our views on how we raise our families, or whatever the case may be here, we have to get back to being individuals here. I'm not saying that we can't share in community, we can't help out our brother and our sister or our neighbor here, but first things first, you, right?
Yeah.
So that's all I got on today's episode. Like I said, I'm saving all the good stuff for next week. I'm going to have a really fun episode. Like I said, Heather and Sarah are coming out. I'm going to do a night of healing, of spiritual work. We're going to have readings. We're going to have astrology readings. We're going to have Heather's tarot readings and her symbolism work here. I'm also thinking about inviting a couple of people to come and join us and record this fantastic event here for a night of true healing and evolving, with no love and light gimmicks, nobody leading the fucking way here, nobody coming in with their namaste projection bullshit here, just honest and straight to the fucking point here. So if you are in the LA area, again, I'm not sure, I'm just going to put it out there. If you're in the LA area, hit me up and let me know if you want to be a part of this. If we can't do it at the place that we're at, we can definitely do it somewhere else.
There's plenty of places
to do this at, but yeah. Let me know if you're down to ever do a meetup like that.
That right? Sounds fun.
Fuck yeah, it does. And we can record it too.
Yeah.
And show how I keep telling Sarah, I need a fucking cameraman behind me the entire fucking time.
It's called Instagram Live.
Oh, God. Anyways, you guys. Well, This is the end of today's episode. Like I said, I hope I did you justice. I hope it wasn't too all over the place, but I wanted to give you something to listen to. For those of you wanting to get more insight, want guidance, want an honest to God fucking reading, want to know what's holding you back, what you need to do to evolve your soul, what your next step is, hit me up for a reading. You can hit me up at chrismedina.guide. Sign up for a half-hour session or an hour-long session. I definitely recommend the half-hour session because that session goes anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes, still at that flat rate. I keep telling you guys over and over again, do not worry about the clock. Let me worry about it. For those of you wanting to see my direct ass, want to see where I'm having dinner at some of these bomb-ass fucking places, and then again, some of these shitty places. For those of you who want to know who my team is, where I'm at, follow me on social media at Psychic Chris M. That's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at Psychic Chris M. For those of you that want to drop show ideas, want to get in touch with us, want to say hi, want to know more about the spiritual side of things, want to learn how to tap into your power, just want to ask general questions, hit us the fuck up. askinyourhead@gmail.com. Again, that's askinyourhead@gmail.com. Feel free to just drop us a line and say what's up. One other thing that I want to touch on really, really fast here before we close the show, there's a bunch of people that have reached out that want me to do show ideas and topics here, and one of my girls reached out and wants me to do an episode on pregnancy. I'm saving that episode for when I do it with Allie Levine, because Allie Levine and I have some major fucking stories to go over and examples when it comes to conceiving and the art of baby making and the art of taking care of a baby and what it's like to be a mom and all that emotional, spiritual energy running through both of you guys. I'm saving it for that episode. But like I said, it deserves Allie Levine's attention and her presence on it. What do you think?
It's going to be a fun episode.
Fuck yeah. So this is Chris Medina with In Your Head Podcast with my boy Jay saying we are out.
Bye.